Any questions? Yep. Green tea, they say that the studies show that it does have a beneficial effect, and not to drink more than 4 cups a day just because it has caffeine. So caffeine's a concern, but green tea is good. Even regular tea is good. It has the protective substances. Oolong, actually, I haven't done any research on oolong. I haven't come across anything. But I think that the only research that I've shown in terms of cancer risk that I've read in terms of prostate is the green tea. There were other questions? Yep.
Usage of water, like how much do you need, or what's, some people overdo it, I think.
Well, you know what it is? The average, they say, is 8 cups per day. And if you're exercising, you want to increase it. In terms of coffee and tea, what they do say is coffee and tea is a diuretic, so it makes you go to the bathroom. But what's interesting is there's two sides of the story, because some people say, well, you still absorb fluid from the coffee and the tea, so you're still getting fluid, so you can still count part of that as being a fluid. But you want balance. I mean, if you're drinking a lot of fruit juices, water, you're still getting the fluid, and your foods also have fluid as well, so that counts as a fluid. So on average, 8 cups, like 8 glasses. Don't overdo it, because what happens is you might be doing too much of it. You might be, you know, and some people can actually, I mean, I don't know what the amount is, but too much water, you can actually almost drown yourself. There are cases where there are some women, no, really, I worked with a group of anorexic women, and what they do is instead of eating, they drink a lot of fluid. And one lady, two of the girls were actually admitted into the hospital for almost drowning themselves because they just drank too much. I mean, that's not the case. That's just an exceptional case. But you can, like anything, you want to do it in moderation. Yeah?
What about chocolate?
Chocolate. Chocolate, actually, the darker the chocolate, so the higher percentage of cocoa in your chocolate is healthy because it does have protective substances. Milk chocolate is not considered as healthy. So if you do want to have your chocolate, you can have your chocolate. But that doesn't mean you have a chocolate bar, like a whole chocolate bar to yourself every day. But just have a little bit. You need a whole one, yeah. Any other questions? Yep.
We have 5 fruit and vegetable servings.
Okay.
My question is, does frozen fruit and vegetable count?
Yes. Frozen fruits and... Oh, sorry, go ahead.
The other one is we eat a lot of fish, salmon.
Mm-hmm.
I take salmon oil, Ken doesn't.
Okay.
Can you talk about that?
Sure. Fruits and vegetables. Frozen fruits and vegetables are good. They're great. They're actually as healthy as those that you get on the store, just, you know, regular. They actually say sometimes they're higher in the vitamins and minerals because when they freeze or they can a fruit or vegetable, they take it right from the tree or the plant source and they can it. They process it right away. What you want to avoid is frozen vegetables that have sauces added to them because they tend to be higher in fat and higher in sodium. So you just want to take those vegetables and fruits that have, like, in terms of vegetables, just frozen peas and corns or those ones that are all mixed up together. They're great. In terms of canned fruit you want to avoid those in heavy syrups. You want those that have a little bit juice added to it or very light syrup. Also, in terms of canned legumes and veggies, what you want to do with legumes, because they tend to be stored in a lot of salt, just rinse them out. They still have a little bit of a salty taste, but just rinse out as much of the syrup that you can. And again, you want to avoid things that are added to your fruits and to your vegetables in cans, like sauces and things like that, because they just tend to add fat and they tend to add sometimes a little bit of sugar, depending on what it is, just to add flavor. But they are a good choice. And the salmon oil, like, do you mean oil, like you take it in a teaspoon? Or in a capsule? Again, the research doesn't show that it makes a difference to our health. Just getting the oil from the food or the nutrients from the food is a good choice. But as long as you're not taking too much that's causing any harm to your body, it's fine.
Okay.
Cooking with soup? Again, you have to be careful because a lot of sodium tends to be higher in fat. So if you want to do it once in a while, it's fine, but see if you can choose another way of cooking your food. There was another question, yeah? Recipes. Is there any sources or websites that have recipes and stuff like that? The Heart and Stroke Foundation have great recipes, low-fat recipes. Chatelaine has their own website, has great recipes, low-fat, healthy versions for recipes. There's Chatelaine. Canadian Living, very good source. There's actually a book right now, somebody told me, that has a whole section on healthy eating and recipes that you can use. I don't think the Canadian Cancer Society has a section on recipes, but those are a few that have great, great recipes. What about Weight Watchers? Weight Watchers has a website. Diabetes. They also have their own, what's great about them is they also have their own, some are dietitians, some are nutritionists. They have their own cookbooks. There's actually, through Toronto Sunnybrook Regional Cancer Center, you can get a cookbook. It's called Crazy Spoons. Have you heard of them? They actually have a book for $5, and they're all low-fat, tasty recipes that you can actually get through the Regional Cancer Center for $5. It's really, really good, easy to read and everything. Any other questions?
What about tuna fish?
Tuna fish is good. Again, do you choose the oil one or do you choose the water one? We always recommend the water one because there's less fat, but it's a good choice. Like even canned salmon is great because a lot of the canned salmon tend to be wild salmon, tend to have bones in them, so there's a little bit of calcium in them as well that your body can absorb. So good choice. Great. They're very good. Eat them. Yeah, but what's great now is that you can buy the frozen ones, which are not so bad. And you can have a little bit and you can add them to your drinks or add them to your fruit salad. But they are good. Very good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know what? It's interesting because that comes back to the argument, is are organic fruits and vegetables better than the vegetables and fruits that you have on the regular vegetables and fruits? A lot of the research that was done with this study have not been done on organic fruits and vegetables. They've only done on normal, the ones that you find with a bit of pesticide on them. What's interesting is if we could just, but the pesticide's not enough to do harm to our body, but what would be interesting is to see the difference between organic fruits and vegetables and just the regular. There haven't been a lot of studies on that to see if one's better than the other. But if you have access to the wild blueberries, they probably taste a lot better than the commercial ones. So if they taste better, you're more likely to eat them. So, yeah, I don't think you're going to find them.
There's been a lot of diets recently with the low carbohydrate craze.
Yeah.
And has there been any studies on the level of carbohydrates or the glycemic index? On any relationship with
in terms of health and cancer risk?
Yes.
Again, the one popular book of diet that we've heard of is the Atkins one. Everyone heard of the Atkins? Where they tell you to avoid your fruits and vegetables and your carbs, like your whole grains, and just eat meat. No, it's not like that. It's not that extreme, but I've read the book and I've listened to his arguments, and our concern is that it's very low fiber, so a lot of the clients that come in that have been on an Atkins diet tend to be constipated. What he recommends is to go on a supplement, which again goes against the whole idea of be balanced and have your good your carbohydrates, your whole grains, your plant-based foods, and your vegetables and fruits. I don't like the fact that he tries to almost eliminate a whole food group and place, and what his argument is, it's very multifaceted. He blames the high carbohydrate, like refined sugars, That's what the cause of all of the overweight of the, you know, all our population in North America being overweight. What he dismisses is the fact that not only are we eating a lot of refined sugars, which I agree, which are not healthy because they don't give you vitamins and minerals, doesn't benefit your body, but he also dismisses the fact that they're eating high fat. And fat is a calorie. There's 9 calories per gram of fat versus 4 calories per gram in carbohydrates. That is huge. I mean, I told you the story last year, the year before. We went down to the States, and we went into, and I forget what the fast food place was, and you can supersize a meal for 25 cents. So the hamburger came, and it was like almost 12 ounces of meat, okay? The drink was this huge. So think, some kids will only drink, you know, the Coca-Cola. They won't drink the Diet Coca-Cola. The French fries were huge. I mean, those are a lot of calories for an adult like myself, but even for a child. So I think I understand what he's saying, that there are bad carbs, which are the refined sugars, but he's missing the point that there's a lot of research that shows fruits and vegetables and plant-based foods are very, very healthy for you. Yeah. Yeah, the glycemic index, what it means is that the whole principle is that there's certain foods that are digested more slowly in our body than other foods. And they believe, like the South Beach diet actually relies on the glycemic index a lot in terms of it helps you to lose weight because you feel full for a longer period of time. They use the glycemic index for patients or clients that have diabetes. And they've shown, some studies show that it does make a difference in terms of weight loss. But recently they were saying that it doesn't make a difference in terms of weight loss or overall health. Like it's used for a specific group, but it's not what the research is showing, which is still early. It doesn't really generalize to the whole population. So it still needs a lot of research. And again, like the controversy about the glycemic index is that it changes depending on the way you make your food. So the number changes, and so you're never actually guaranteed that that particular food will be digested slowly or more quickly. Yep. I was just reading something about honey. Like, what we say about honey is that it is a sugar, and that it still has calories, and you still want to avoid eating too much honey. They're saying that it does have a few more vitamins and minerals than, say, just simple sugar. So, and with honey, which is quite interesting, it's much sweeter than sugar, so you tend to use less. So it's another alternative to sugar. It's not a bad thing, but just, again, you want to not eat too much of it. They say that if you're using less of it than if you were to use just regular sugar, yes. Mm-hmm.
I've got two questions. One is whether turkey is a good substitute for beef.
Turkey, a good substitute for beef, okay. Yes.
Because you didn't mention anything about turkey.
Oh, turkey is very good. Turkey is very good.
The other question is, I want to know whether it's a myth or a fact that beef and dairy products actually add to the growth of cancer cells.
Well, the research does show that. It's the fat itself that you have to be concerned of. So that's why we always say if you're going to eat beef, or what was the other one? Pork? Pardon? Yeah. Dairy products. You want to choose the lower fat version. So you want to choose lower fat cuts or keep in terms of portion sizes. And with dairy products, you always want to look at, in terms of milk, 2% or less. Same with yogurt or cottage cheese. With cheese itself, it's always 20% or less. Some of the stuff that I've read is actually they tell you to eliminate cheese altogether just because it tends to be higher fat, tends to taste really good, and we have a hard time sticking to the portion size. So they say just take it out of your diet completely. You know, I find that a little bit drastic because then you avoid, and then one day you're at a friend's place and they have a platter of cheese and all you're doing is standing there and trying to, like, not realizing how much you're eating. So again, I always say have it in your diet, but just don't make it the focus. It's very difficult, but it can be done. Yes?
Lycopene
in tomatoes. Yeah. Cooked in a little bit of oil, yes. More available to our body.
What about tomato juice?
Tomato juice is fine. They still say it's still available to your body.
Would you be better off
heating the tomato juice and then refrigerating
it? No, because I think in the process when they make the tomato juice, it is cooked. Oh. So it's available to your body.
I'll do it again. Our daughter is totally organic. Yes. Vegetables.
Yeah.
And fruit.
Yeah.
I won't go into that. That's up to her. She also claims that if we microwave our vegetables, we're losing nutrients.
Yeah, there was a study done that if you do microwave your food, like your vegetables, because it's so powerful, you do lose a lot of the nutrients. So if you do microwave, don't microwave as often, because it is true that you do lose your vitamins and minerals. Yeah, but I think that what's happening is microwaves are much more powerful than they were a long time ago. And what's happening is it's actually killing the vitamins and minerals. So you want to avoid using the microwave too much. But steaming is a great choice, or baking your vegetables is another good choice. Or grilling them on a barbecue or one of those, those forming grills, you can use one of those.
What's the story on artificial sweeteners these days?
There's still a safe alternative. I mean, a lot of the research that's out there have used them on, he asked about artificial sweeteners. Sorry. What's the latest research? The research that they did on the sweeteners was primarily on mice in labs, and what they did is they gave them amounts that were so much that cancer formed. What they're saying is that the amount of sweetener that you have to consume, we would not consume in our lifetime. So they are still a healthy choice. Would I say to you, choose aspartame versus regular sugar? I always say, have a little bit of sugar as long as it's not too much, and if you really want to have the aspartame, go ahead with the aspartame. But I would go with sugar or like honey instead. And, for people with diabetes, it's great. It's like help them in terms of being able to eat more food. So I don't say it's an unhealthy choice. But if you a little bit of sugar is not going to hurt you, as long as it's not making up most of your diet. Yes?
Getting back to the microwave bit for a second. I was under the impression that microwaves very seldom got above boiling point, whereas your oven can be around 400 degrees or more.
There was only one article that came out, and I have not come across that again since it came out, which I think was in September, it was about September or something. So I haven't come across that. I mean, we've talked with the dietitians. None of us have come across any of the studies. So, I can't say conclusively it's bad, but if that's a concern, then just choose other ways of cooking. Yeah.
Your total discussion. Most of us here, of course, are very many seniors here.
Yes.
And, we're survivors.
Yes.
A doctor told me, as a matter of fact, not to worry too much about my diet.
Now, he told you not to worry about your diet.
Well, I'm a survivor,
yes.
So he said, well, I'll just carry on fairly normally.
That's interesting. Sorry. I always say you do what you're comfortable with, but if you want to maximize your health, regardless of whether, you've had cancer or you have some other disease, then I always say eating healthy is just the right way to go. You might have an excellent diet. You don't know?
That could be such a fun special.
Tanya, you never mentioned pastas at all, did you?
Which, sorry? Pasta? Pasta's good for you. Like, if you can choose whole grain, that's great. I have a tough time with whole grain. My parents are Italian, and we always eat, the white pasta. We like that. You have to be careful about portion sizes, because we can eat a lot of the pasta, which is unhealthy then, right? Because especially if you're watching your weight, too much of anything will cause weight to gain. So you want to just watch out portion sizes. And a half a cup of cooked pasta is one serving of grain. So it's not a lot. So just keep that in mind when you're looking at a huge dish in the restaurant, that you might be having more than just one serving. One plate of pasta doesn't equal a serving. Okay? But it is a good choice. And try to choose whole grain as much as you can. Yeah? Yes. Well, He asked me, I mentioned South Beach diet, what do I think of it? Out of all the diets that are out there in terms of low carb and high protein, the South Beach diet is the healthiest diet. My only concern about South Beach is that it's a little low calorie, so you will lose weight, but I think that if you add a few more foods to your overall intake, it's a very good diet because it talks about, you know, your whole grains, your fruits and vegetables, and low fat portions of meat, which is healthy. Any other questions?
Is it wise for us to peel the fruit?
You know, a lot of the vitamins and minerals are actually in the skin of the fruit and the fiber. So what I would say is really wash them really well under water. Like, you can eat the peel, but just wash them really, really well. Yeah, and if you're really concerned, then just you can buy some organic and some just over just the regular ones. Yeah, there's another question over there. Sorry.
Some of our are now widowers.
Yes.
So it must be difficult to, you know, if they're not natural cooks,
yeah.
to prepare healthy meals.
Yeah.
Is there any kind of frozen foods or anything you can recommend that is easy?
The frozen meals are tricky because they just tend to have trans fatty acids, even the lean cuisines. Like, I bought a couple of them, first of all, to try to see the taste because they talk about, you know, they're supposed to be heart healthy. But they do have trans fatty acids and saturated fat, which are not unhealthy, which are not healthy for you. But to have them once in a while may be okay. I used to have a list, and I don't have it with me right now, but through Sunnybrook in the Heart and Healthy section, they used to have a list of frozen entrees that are healthy for you once in a while, like to eat, to choose. But when I talk about healthy eating, I'm not talking about having very complicated meals and having a lot of cooking to do. You know what I'm saying? It's just simple meals, like having a red sauce that's already prepared that you can buy, like a cattelli or any of those sauces, and having a little bit of pasta is a good meal because, number one, you have your lycopenes, tends to be low in fat. You can add a little bit of meat or something or chicken in it, and then you have your protein. So I'm not, you know, those kind of meals. And, I mean, I wish I had websites to give you in terms of where to go or different places where to go to get really good meals. But they are, I mean, if that's the case, then do look at frozen meals that are, you know, called, you know, the healthy choices and the lean cuisines if you're on your own and you don't know how to cook or you're in a rush. Any other questions?
Yes. Does your healthy diet apply to all ages?
Yes. These guidelines are for all people. And starting as young as my daughter's age, which is 2, I mean, before 2, they do need higher fat, so they do need a higher fat intake. But after 2, you start teaching them healthy eating principles and your fruits and vegetables. You can be 90 years old and these guidelines will still, I mean, apply.
You should be allowed more chocolate.
Yeah, when you're 90, yeah, yes, yeah. My grandmother's 93 and she still eats her raw potatoes. Even if you tell her not to eat her raw potatoes, she will eat her raw potatoes. So.
I know some of us feel like 90 sometimes.
Any other questions? Well, thank you very much again for having me here today.